Hello, this is Lisa, and I want to welcome you to the Success with Stories lesson number one. The title of this story is Cats in Love. Now remember, when you are listening to the stories, all you need to do is sit back, relax, and listen. Enjoy the story. Listen to the language. Don't worry about it if you don't understand something. You can read along with the transcript, and you can listen to it over and over again. Remember, repetition is key. It is how you are going to train your ear to hear all the sounds of the language, of the English language. Relax and enjoy the story. Toby is my cat. He's 15 years old. That's pretty old for a cat, but he acts like a teenager. He has jet black fur that is soft and silky, and green eyes that shine brightly in the night. He is slim and sleek. He only eats mice and raw meat that I give him in a special silver cat food bowl suited to the prince that he is. Toby is also feisty, curious, and very independent. He doesn't like to be told what to do. He likes to live life on his own terms. He spends most of the day outside chasing mice, bringing his kill onto the front porch to enjoy eating the poor little mouse slowly and deliberately. I prefer not to watch. In the evenings, he jumps onto my lap when I am sitting on the couch. He loves when I pet him, purring loudly as he pushes his head into my hand so that I will stroke his head. Toby spends the evening napping lazily on the couch, resting up for his late-night rendezvous with Susie. Susie is Toby's girlfriend. Susie is only 10 years old. Toby prefers younger felines. She is a gorgeous white Persian with pink eyes who lives next door. Her owner, Frankie, is an old Italian man who spends most of the day outside, gardening and blasting classical music from his huge, expensive speakers in his living room. He is friendly and kind, and he loves Toby as much as I do, and that is why he is so worried. He is worried about Jazz. Jazz is the new tomcat on the block. He is a young 8-year-old tabby who spends his time wooing all the mollies in the neighborhood. And it seems he has his eyes set on Susie. He comes around a lot and sits on the white picket fence that surrounds Frankie's house, waiting for Susie to appear. When she does, he jumps down onto the grass and walks alongside her, purring and rubbing his head up against her neck. She seems to like it, and that has me worried too. It crosses my mind to off Jazz, but I feel guilty, and I try to think of a nice way to just get rid of him. I'm not an evil person. I just love Toby and can't stand the thought of him losing his little Susie to this young whippersnapper. There are plenty of other beauties in the neighborhood. He doesn't have to go after Susie. Jazz needs to back off and find someone else. But how can I make that happen? Then it comes to me. My neighbor down the street, Tommy, an amateur cat breeder, has a reputation as a first-rate matchmaker. Yes, it's true, normally he only works with humans, matching up uptight, overworked businessmen with sensuous, underappreciated females who want to settle down and start a family. But when I tell him about Toby and Susie, I am sure he will help me find a match for Jazz. Perhaps a young blue-eyed Siamese or a vivacious ragdoll. When I call Tommy and tell him my plan, he is excited, and within 10 minutes he is at my door, enthusiastically waving a cage full of cats in front of my face, grinning from ear to ear. "We are going to find Jazz a new gal," he says with a wink. Inside the house, he opens the cage door and out saunter 10 beautiful female cats, meowing and purring. There is one in particular that stands out, a lovely little gray-haired, green-eyed beauty who is obviously very smart and fierce. She dominates all the other cats. She looks like the brains of the group. I think she will make a perfect match for Jazz. Her name is Minnie. She's a young Russian blue. What do we do now? What's the plan? I ask Tommy, eager to get the show on the road. He tells me his plan, and we agree to meet in front of Frankie's house at midnight. Frankie doesn't know our plan, but I'm pretty sure he'd give us his blessing. At midnight, Tommy and I meet in front of Frankie's house. Tommy holds Minnie as I put a bowl full of fresh raw meat down on the sidewalk. We put Minnie down and she begins to eat. Pretty soon, along comes Jazz. Ooh, our plan is going to work. Jazz sees Minnie and begins to walk towards her, slowly, looking around cautiously. All of a sudden, Toby and Susie appear on top of the white picket fence. They are so cute together. They are sitting next to each other watching as Jazz and Minnie find each other's eyes. But wait, what the heck? Toby jumps down smack dab in front of Jazz, cutting him off from meeting his new love, Minnie. Toby rises on all fours, arches his back, and gives a loud cry. Meow! Jazz backs away, confused, frightened, and in no mood to fight. He doesn't even make a sound. Minnie moves toward Toby, meowing sweetly and purring. She begins to rub up against him. Toby licks her head. They both begin to purr and cuddle. Jazz quickly jumps up onto the fence, situating himself right next to Susie. Susie meows and Jazz meows back. Soon they are licking each other and purring contentedly. Tommy and I watch, mouths wide open, dumbfounded.